This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
One of our challenges in the June short story project was to take the opening paragraph from an existing story and use it as our opening paragraph, but go in a completely different direction. I chose the opening line from Kate Chopin's The Awakening. My story is called Allez-vous-en, Go Away, and it includes a special guest appearance from Tech of Nutty Bites. A green and yellow parrot, which hung in a cage outside the door, kept repeating over and over.
That's all right.
It was rare to see an old earth animal in a place like this. Rarer still to encounter one that spoke French, an obscure French at that. But I chose not to heed its advice to go away. Instead, I reached for the bright new keypad set into the peeling blue paint of the ancient door and entered the code I'd been provided. For several seconds, I was convinced the code was a dud, that the door would remain shut. But finally, there was a deep thud from within, followed by a series of clicks and whirs, and then it swung open. Inside, I found a lively cafe. The scents of coffee, spices, and just a hint of smoke from clove cigarettes perfumed the room, and the buzz of conversation was at the perfect level for anything, from a discreet affair to clandestine business, loud enough to dissuade eavesdroppers, but not so loud that a quiet conversation was impossible. Scanning the room, I found an empty table against a wall with a view of the door. Claiming it, I sat down and perused the menu. Basic Terran bistro fare mixed with more exotic offerings, including pub food from about 7 of the non-aligned worlds. Impressive. A server came to take my order. Just espresso for now, I said. I'm waiting for someone. I knew I should eat, but I also knew that if I waited for my appointment to arrive, there was a good chance the bill would come out of his credit account rather than mine. I was halfway through my second cup when he sat down opposite me with no greeting whatsoever. You're late, I observed. You were early. What makes you say that? You're always early. I bristled as much because he was right as because he knew me well enough to point it out. Unsurprising, really. He'd been my handler for half a decade longer than he'd been my lover, and another 2 years since we'd ended that aspect of our association. I pasted a fake smile on my face. Are we eating? We called the server back over. He ordered a burger, fries, a beer. Earth food. I chose a baked fish dish from Pacifica, and replaced my espresso with a glass of fire fruit cider from an obscure planet I didn't think anyone else had ever been to. As was our habit, we didn't talk business until we had our food, and then it was conducted between bites. The Gunrunners out of Aldebaran, he asked. Honcho Alliance is behind it, I said. Authorities nabbed them this morning, local time, and you'll find that Orzo wired payment to your account. The arranged marriage between the princess from Betelgeuse and the prince from Hatteras VI. They've agreed to move forward for the good of their planets. The trade agreement that was part of the marriage contract was crucial in order to maintain peace in the space lanes. Doesn't it bug you the way we talk about space lanes as if they're narrow corridors we have to stick to, instead of huge expanses of vast nothingness? He often diverged into philosophic questions. It does, I agreed, but language isn't mine to change. True enough. We went over several more cases I'd handled for him, and then I reached into my pocket and handed over a data solid. What's this? My final expense report. My notes on everything else. There were one or two long-term projects that haven't been resolved. You'll need a new field agent. I saw his eyes, his face, change as they registered what I was really telling him. Sasha, no. Mardigan. I matched his tone. Yes. Why? Because it's time. Because the Negotiation between the Betelgeusians and the Hatarians nearly got me killed. Again. Because you met someone. That, too. Who is he? Jonas? Noah? Ben Jarl? I shook my head. No one you know. No one in the business. He's normal. Human? I smirked. As much as any of us are these days. Pure humans didn't really exist anymore. All the species of humanoid had been intermixing for centuries. Fair point. You won't be able to stay out of it, he added. Normal life, it'll kill you. You're built for adventure and intrigue, Sasha. I was silent for a long moment. Then, in a slow voice, I suggested, maybe adventure and intrigue are what you make them. Maybe learning to be in one place and discovering all the secrets of one person. Maybe that's its own form. I pushed away my plate, drained my glass, wiped the corners of my mouth with my napkin. I should go, I said, rising. But, Sasha, no, Mardigan, it's time. He met my eyes and held my gaze with his for several seconds. Then he nodded. Okay. Yeah. Okay. He took a beat and then he favored me with the insouciant grin that had made me fall for him in the first place. I'll be seeing you. I kissed his cheek. No, you won't. The voices of the other patrons drowned out the clicking of my heels on the floor of the cafe as I walked out the way I'd come in. I felt Mardigan watching me, but I didn't give him the satisfaction of looking back. The parrot in the cage squawked at me as I passed it and repeated its earlier admonition.
That's all right.
But the words didn't ward me away so much as remind me of a song I'd once heard in an ancient film, and I sang it to myself as I headed toward the transport station that would take me to the man I was going to build a new, normal life with.
No time for you today. Do be a dear, just disappear, mon petit. Bid me goodbye.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.